balale monsieur lolu man la tam sir diouf delu na sir radio bi jere jeuf by the way moussa sar ko kolon ci ñeul ben di announce defi nak mo wax ne mu ngi enjoy show bi so anyway xam ngeen ne xomuna jeena ngi jotté deggal fi nak ki ni adama ki yaya jame concede na accept na ne defi nak nguram gi daanu na so lefi nak lañ koy tess ma ngi dara jot message bogu nonu ñu ma jos lefi nak so lefi nak lañ koy ñune mu dem gur accept na gur gi daanu na mu ne lefi nak lañ ko mu ngi gërem lefi ni nak ami yek ami personnel lek yoy nonu yépp paré mu ne lolu lañ ko fofu lañ ko teggone ak lefi nak lañ koy tess so ñu ami yi yépp ak ñi nga xamni ñu nga liggéey ci ak wa gam ya fofu mu leena gërem ci lolu nonu man na try ñi lefi ñu ma sen audio bi anas bihim bi nako try xëñu du nek tay wante nañ ko try def ko ci am ci elek c'est le film bi ko lefi yeen ci podcast bi or something yeen mu ko dégga aw ko ku bëgga dem ci suma ar uhim bi nako try upload ko fofu nonu ko fi ngeen mu ko déggé fofu nonu so yaya jame mu ne nanguna wante nak anyway mi heen nak xamna momodou fall di dék gën tuneen on monday nga lefi nak momodou fall xëñu ñu def show elek man aussi nek le kay na momodou fall mom na ñew defi nak gën leena tassar xibar gogu nonu ci miri gambia fam ngeen mom lañ joggé ni def ni ni wante nak of bone xama indi leen bobu nonu wante nak xama bu ma def rek ma continue ku xé nak interview ma defo nak demba sen nak ki salti gi biram puy ma jékalé fofu nonu ngeen non déklu so ma jeer ngeen jëf
two of the hands of the sovereign people of Gambia have put their confidence in me. My primary preoccupation has been to uphold the dignity of our people and the sovereignty of this great nation. As a result of all the numerous sacrifices that we and those before us have made as a nation, the Gambia has affirmed its desire to determine its own future and destiny. This is a cause I have always been ready to defend and defend with my life. All the actions we have taken towards building this nation up to this point have distinguished us among the community of nations and given us a pride of place in history. All this while, as a Muslim and a patriot, I believe it is not necessary that a single drop of blood be shed. Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is yet going through, I promise before our Lord Allah and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully. I am indeed thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that up till now, not even a single caste has been registered. I believe in the importance of dialogue and in the capacity of Africa to resolve among themselves all the challenges on the way towards democracy, economic and social development. It is as a result of this that I have decided today, in good conscience, to relinquish the mantle of leadership of this great nation with infinite gratitude to all Gambians, women, children, youth and men, and friends of the Gambia who have supported me for 22 years in the building of a modern Gambia. I put above all and everything the independence of the free and proud people of the Gambia, and I will always, together with you, defend this independence that we so dearly fought for and won. My decision today was not dictated by anything else, but by the supreme interest of you, the Gambian people, and our dear country. Taking into consideration my prayer and desire that peace and security continue to reign in the Gambia. At a time when we are witnessing trouble and chaos in other parts of Africa and the world, the peace and security of the Gambia is our collective heritage, which we must jealously guard and defend. I am proud and honored to have served our country, Zambia. While thanking all of you, men, women, and children, members of the armed and security services, humble citizens, and all those who have supported me or were against me during this period, I implore them all to put the supreme interests of our nation, the Gambia, above all partisan interests, and endeavor working together as one nation to continue to preserve the highly cherished achievements of the country, its sovereignty, peace, security and integrity, as well as the economic achievements realized during these years. I pray that the Gambia of homeland continues to be united and prosperous for the welfare of each and every one of us and be the pride of all. I submit myself only to the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose judgment is above and beyond man, time and history. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only guarantor of truth and justice. Finally, I am truly and sincerely proud to have been of service to you and our noble nation. I wish to thank each and every one of the security forces, members of government, present and past, my party militants, and most importantly, you, the Gambian people, and the National Assembly members, past and present, for the confidence vested in me and your loyal support. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to light and guide our path and to shower his mercy and blessings on our great and beautiful country. I wish to take this opportunity to thank my mother, my wife and children for all their prayers and support throughout the past 22 years. I thank you all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless our motherland. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.